Kevin, yeah. Speak.
You know the cat in that meme with the lady yelling at it?
Yeah. Oh, the lady yelling at the cat.
Its name is Smudge.
The cat?
The cat's name is Smudge.
Nice.
Okay, so if you're not familiar, which you, I don't know how you couldn't be, there's the lady yelling at cat meme, but it's this weird obsession we have with a few people at work. We have a Slack channel all about sending lady with cat memes, and like...
Why am I not in that channel?
Because it started as like a small piece of like, it's just like four people. And
you're nothing. They're nothing. You're nothing? They're nothing without each other.
You're nothing without each other?
No.
Imagine.
You, Kevin, are nothing.
It's totally been.
Did you start recording?
Yes.
48
Dude, for the first time in a week. Crazy thing that happened this week.
I mean, oh my God. I'm sitting in a totally different place. My God, guys, did you see the thing?
I got caught trying to pin 15 on the board.
That's true.
did you think about your best fapping moment?
I've had a week. So and I've had many, and I just still I'm not.
I hope that becomes a running gag.
So it's now fap of the week.
So Kendrick's talking about
YouTube TV. I'm surprised you haven't heard about this.
I've heard about it. I just haven't dug into it.
It's got like sports and movies and stuff on it, and let me look at how many channels it actually has on here, because they're like, it's got a the thing they did right is you can schedule. It's like a DVR. It's like a cloud DVR is how they're billing it. So it's TiVo in your pocket or whatever the fuck they're going to do with, right? So I set it up to record all Rick and Morty's, all new Rick and Morty's going forward.
Cool.
So it records them with commercials off Adult Swim and with some lead-in, lead-out time like an actual old-school TiVo does, right? And yeah, then I can stream them from my phone. Well, I can play them from my phone. And
for $50 a month?
I think it's something $45 or $50 a month. Now, the trick is you can also watch some sporting events. It still has all the stupid blackout shit because of all the stupid NHL.
So you can't
nonsense.
Watch Avalanche on it?
I can't watch Avalanche on it, but I can watch the other ones. Mm. I think my sister, I don't even remember, but theoretically, that's one of the things you can do. It's also like anything that airs, so like I've got FX here, I can just hit this button here and it'll just start recording It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia for me. Oh. And that just goes into it. So you don't pay per show, you pay to have access to the thing, and then it allows you to look at like what's happening now, what you've recorded. Like you can watch live TV on it and stream
cool.
that to Chromecast, and then you can also use it as a DVR that crosses all of the systems. So it's anywhere Rick and Morty would be aired, I could have it record for me.
Cool.
It's only on one spot, but
that's
yeah.
awesome.
And I don't remember how many channels it has. Let me see.
At
yeah,
least
so like,
nine.
How many people can access it at once?
I think it's five for because it's a family
Holy
account.
Crap.
It's like a Google family
it's
thing.
It's better than Netflix right now.
Mm-hmm.
Is it? But Netflix can more than
Netflix four? Can for like the one that Laura and I can have right now.
there are multiple
it's just
levels.
Two. Yeah,
yeah,
like the one of the lower tiers is.
But like
two people per.
Like right now, Gravity Falls is playing on Disney, and I can just start watching it. So it's,
I
it's
get it. I mean,
replacing cable is what it's trying to do by being
cool.
cable again. But yeah, like it's got a ridiculous number of channels on it. That's regional.
Is that like ABC and NBC and stuff like that?
Yep.
Cool.
So local broadcast.
I just thought it was funny because I went on Hulu and I was like, cool. I know Hulu has some like broadcast stuff. Mm-hmm. Some.
Yeah.
But I went on to watch a show called Evil that has the guy from like Luke Cage in it and some other chick, and it's about like the cops working with like paranormal investigators dealing with like human possession stuff.
Cool.
It sounded fun. And I was like, wow, I'd like to see this Luke Cage guy act in another show.
Where he plays Luke Cage.
Where he doesn't play Luke Cage.
Oh, sorry.
He's the actual, like, the guy who is the paranormal dude, which
Cooklage,
is kind of fun.
Yeah.
Cooklage, yeah. Fun.
I'll be back.
And,
no, you won't. You're going to leave us forever.
We basically,
like
fire real quick.
Same.
Okay.
I went on there, and they said I could only watch it if I had the, like, live streaming version of Hulu. And I was like, what the fuck is the point of this? Like,
The industry is definitely in a shake-up, I think, right now. Stuff's got to change. Like, things are changing, like with Disney Plus.
And there's
and
some.
Have you been
stuff.
Watching The Mandalorian, by the
no,
way?
No, I don't have Disney Plus.
Oh, anymore. I thought you guys did. Sorry, my bad.
No, we talked about it, but we haven't done it yet because I haven't really done. Since it came out, I haven't actually done anything.
The problem is that you really have to know. You either have to really like Disney or really know what you're looking for on there, because it's got a lot of stuff that a lot of places don't have. Like, that's for sure. Like, there's no argument there that you're seeing things that
they
no
did,
other
they
place has.
They pull content from everywhere else for you.
Well, and that's another thing, but you really have to know, like, okay, I'm really going to watch all these Disney movies, or I'm really going to watch, like, all The Simpsons, or The Star Wars movies are my jam. I'm going to watch every Star Wars thing ever.
100 times.
Yeah, until they come out with new stuff, which when it gets more exclusive content, it's going to be a lot better. But like, it's going to have WandaVision and all the Marvel shows that are part of the MCU that you'll want to watch to keep up with stuff if you care so much. And the new Star Wars shows and things like that. But I don't know. Like, it's great, but
WandaVision sounds like a 1950s TV tech.
Yeah, right.
SoundaVision.
Yeah.
Wonderful WandaVision.
The YouTube TV sounds like it's a lot cooler than that.
It's, I mean, it's just cable again, right? I mean, it's basically cable in your pocket. That's what's nice about it.
But that, I mean, there's like probably like once a month that something comes on TV that I'd like to watch.
Like, for me, that's kind of what it is. What's nice is, like, the other thing is...
But you have a bunch of other people on it that probably use it.
Yeah, they use it more, and that's kind of the deal. But, like, if I, for example, what the hell, I don't watch any TV shows anymore, but, like, if I wanted to watch Arrow, right? Yeah. Search for Arrow, and it finds it. Oh, yeah, here's all the times Arrow is airing in the various different channels Arrow. It's on.
Yeah.
And I could just say, add it or notify. That I can either know it's playing and go watch it, or it just records them for me not my phone, but into the cloud.
Sure.
And so I can download it
wherever
and send and stream it to Chromecast. So it's super duper handy for that. And then your interface is a little more elegant because it's searching instead of god awful like TiVo clicking or Dish. Christ.
Okay, I'm all about YouTube controversy right now. Okay, are you guys familiar with the heist with Markiplier thing that happened recently?
Heist? Did it get canceled?
No. Here's actually what happened with that.
What is the heist with Markiplier?
So the heist with Markiplier was a thing that YouTube and Markiplier, the other...
He's a YouTuber.
He's a big YouTuber. Were they doing it for YouTube Red?
No.
Is that still a thing?
Yes.
It's just YouTube Premium now. Okay. But what they did
was...
They
want to be associated with RedTube.
They have... have like the one video. You watch that. And it's kind of a choose your own scenario thing, right?
Oh, Amy was doing that, yeah.
Yeah, but they did it live. And they basically just unlisted all the choice videos because you click on the video link that you want to go for the next choice. Mm-hmm. Well, they did it live. And herein lies the controversy. When they were airing it live, they were having people vote in the chat on which one they wanted to go, and they had like
that
a red panel
controversy
and a blue panel thing, right? And so people were like spamming the little
they were emotes. Spamming emoji,
yeah.
Which
YouTube flagged a bunch of those users, which was a huge amount of like subscribers and other YouTubers, and it not only disabled their YouTube account, it locked them out of their Google accounts
because the YouTube and your Google accounts are the same,
yeah. So they lost Gmail, access to photos.
Welcome.
Kevin put out a fire and returned as promised.
Good time. I mean, good impressive timing.
And he, like, Markiplier, he did a bunch of stuff on and he got in contact and was like, hey, this is, like, affecting my business. This is affecting other people's business.
Because basically what had happened was they were flagged for spamming.
Because they put too many emojis in the chat?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Which is the YouTube, like... auto ban bot system, that's one of the things that gets identified is number of messages and the content of those messages, because typically people acting in good faith using the platform properly and correctly don't spam the same character over and over again in a chat.
Unless they're voting something.
Well, that's the thing. That's not really...
Yeah, no, I know.
Yeah.
Unless you are guided to vote that way.
The problem is that it's probably a heuristic system based off of pattern tracking and analytics. So
it's
looking and being like, these people are usually then immediately flagged as spam, so let's go ahead and flag them as spam, save everybody the trouble.
But then it went as so far as to like go through the YouTube, like the actual Google account. It's like, this must
be like a
spam
account.
Is there
levels there, or is it just spam account bam?
Well,
that was pretty much how it went down.
Well, like, what had happened was people were spamming it, then all of a sudden they were locked out of their account, and then they had to appeal. And then the part that was fucked up was the appeals were getting denied.
Because?
Like immediately.
No, not just like immediately. A person looked at it and said no.
Why?
That's the controversy right now.
Okay.
Because they've undone them all. They fixed it. They unbanned everybody. Everybody's accounts are reinstated. As far as I know, everybody's videos are still available because it also pulls all your videos. So if you're a YouTuber, you just lost your revenue stream, right?
Yeah. The videos didn't get deleted. They just got like... semi-deleted until they could figure it out. Okay.
Yeah, they got pulled. So,
that's good, because that could fuck people up.
Yes, they didn't go that bad. They fixed it. And one of the Google engineer officially apologized for it all and it explained what had happened.
On the engineering side, but not the, like, denied approval side.
No, the whole thing.
Okay.
He said the we fucked up. That's basically what he said on, in this post on the Reddit. I don't know if you saw the second video.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, so he posted a thing saying, this is why that you're getting banned. This is considered spamming behavior. We're not sure if this technically constitutes a violation or not, but probably you shouldn't do this going forward. Not, I mean, Markiplier was like, well, you didn't do anything wrong. But at the same time, it's like, you are spamming it. So, like, it doesn't know the difference between someone spamming one thing and someone spamming
an
eggplant emoji just to be a dick, right?
Yeah.
Maybe do a better voting system. I don't know. Like, there's other things to be done there. But he basically said, so the auto ban did that. As far as the appeals, we fucked up. Those shouldn't have been automatically denied. Or worse, some were approved and then reinstated after they were after the appeal went through. He said, that was something wrong. Something we don't know what happened there. Something bad internally. Someone fucked up there.
Yeah.
And then was there some other note about how they're constantly trying to tune this because they ban, what was it, millions of accounts a year for spamming? Like, people legitimately trying to ruin other people's days because they create a whole Google account and a YouTube account and they use it just to spam people.
Right.
So they're constantly banning, like, every, what was it? I think he said every couple of minutes they ban another account automatically. That's someone intentionally trying to scam the system. So, because if you think about it, you're doing something based off of subscriber counts.
Yeah.
So it doesn't cost me anything to make an account on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
So if I can just create a, even if I don't have a botnet, just spin up 1,000 accounts and then make them all subscribers or sell them as subscribers to somebody or whatever.
That's not spamming, though, is it?
Well, that's the thing, is that violates their TOC, and that's the kind of stuff that gets you pulled as
well. How do you get caught doing that, though?
That's what the algorithms are trying to predict. That's why you have these heuristics.
Like, instead of doing like 1,000 at once, if you did one every other day and then subscribed, and you're like, oh, okay. Like,
but then it's going to try to figure out that user's not real.
And how so does it put, like, is real mean stuff content?
Is that's the thing. It's track. It's that's there isn't the thing, because anything you come up with, they will find, someone will find a way to fake. Right? Yeah. I can go create something that creates fake, convincing sounding fake names. I can go create. I mean, I could theoretically run a bot that makes web requests every so often to simulate cruising around on YouTube and simulate clicking on links and simulate watch times, and then just. I mean, you could do all of this stuff. And so they're trying to find those behaviors.
I feel bad for the people who spin up Google accounts just to, like, watch their kids' videos on YouTube, and like they could get banned just because they're not active enough.
Well, that's the thing, is then you don't want to ever ban actual users,
right?
Which is why there's an appeal process. Mm-hmm. But the question is, like, okay, if I spin up 1,000 Gmail accounts, they have to figure out how to stop you from scamming the system. And if that means that, this one IP address just created 1,000 Google accounts,
it's kind of,
they don't think those are real. And so it's a tough problem. And the machine way overcorrected at this time and fucked over a lot of people.
Everything got fixed, but how long did it take?
I think it was several days, because this happened on a weekend.
Okay.
A couple of days.
So for a few days, certain content creators were just effed.
Yep.
Okay. Interesting. What were we talking about before that?
I have no idea.
YouTube TV, maybe?
YouTube TV, that's what
Rick and Morty was
it. Rick and Morty.
Because you wanted to review the new Rick and Morty
episode. Yeah, the new Rick and Morty episode. It's free on Adult Swim. So if you go to Adult Swim right now, you can watch the first episode. You don't have to have any...
Just, like, the first one?
Or? Yeah, just the first one. You don't have to any Comcast or any kind of YouTube TV or whatever. Yeah. You can just go watch the first one. Which is good on them. So that's good.
I'm watching it right now.
I think you'll be able to buy it. Historically, you've been able to buy it on YouTube.
Probably, yeah. Mm-hmm. You can watch the first one for free. Like, you can buy the next one. So, yeah, I don't know.
That's what I did last time before I had YouTube TV set up, is I went to YouTube and I bought Rick and Morty Season 3.
And it just updated you every time an episode came out?
Yeah.
They did it on Amazon, too. They did it with what they do in the Shadows of the TV show? They would just update it every time FX released a new episode.
That's cool.
Which was pretty sweet. So
yeah. So right now you can buy it for $18 to buy it, or $2 an episode to buy it from YouTube.
Sure.
And then if you buy the whole season, you get a whole bunch of extra commentaries.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
The first episode.
Yes.
Thoughts?
Which one was the first one again?
The only other one you watched?
Dude, I binged the whole of season 3 right before 4 came out, so I got myself mixed up. That was the one where...
It's the one where Rick dies.
Yes, Rick dies. Makes Which the rest is, of the series a bit
seems
awkward.
Like a spoiler, but that's it's pretty early kind on. Of funny that how they do it.
Yes, so...
So, like, they're doing something and Morty grabs... Or no, they find these crystals that... They show you how you're going to die. Yeah. And there's certain paths you can take. It's like, if I'm looking over there or like looking different directions, it'll be like, if you go that way, like,
because it shows you how you're going to die based off what you're doing right now. Yeah. And it shows you in the, around the edge, it's a very fun visual.
Yeah.
All the different ways your decisions could affect you dying right now, right?
And so, yeah. And so Morty finds a path that leads him to grow old with Jessica.
Yes.
And so he keeps following that regardless of anything
else. And so he's ignoring whatever's going on
yeah.
to make this happen, because it's all the different ways Morty could die, and then all of a sudden it all coalesces into that being old and her holding him saying, I love you or whatever. Yeah. And then, so he just starts walking around blind to what's going on because he's just following trying to.
That. Yeah, and like he becomes this completely different character than normal Morty, which is kind of fun because he's like got a purpose and he's like following it, and the things
with
that
a
happen.
A level of obsession that's, of course. You realize that the Morty character is ridiculous, but when you see all the evil Mortys and the other various types of Mortys, you realize, oh yeah, this one has a capacity to be a crazy psychopath too. That's just baked into the Morty.
Yeah, it's just
DNA.
That his lack of confidence and stuff like that is generally keeping him back from just being completely.
But he sees a path forward now where he can.
And then the resources he gets later in the episode, like he basically
it gets ridiculous.
Breaks open Rick's lab and does some stuff.
Rick dies.
Yeah.
Which is funny. Awkward.
Because, they crash it because he's following it, and he flies out of the windshield and lands on, a spike.
Morty hijacks Rick's spaceship and is steering based off of the crystal.
Right.
Instead of actually
so not
watching.
Looking,
but he's got his hand in his pocket.
Yeah,
that's
right. And he doesn't mean he's touching it. So he's not looking. I forgot. He doesn't have his face at the beginning. He just has his hand in his pocket. He's doing his steering. And I don't want to, read the whole episode play by play, but Rick flies out of the windshield because, of course, he's not wearing a seatbelt. And just gets impaled on a rock and dies immediately.
Wow.
And then there's four subplots that
break
off of
that. There are so many little subplots that come out of that. But essentially,
watch it tonight.
He wakes up in a vat. He wakes up in a vat and he's like, I thought I took this thing offline. And climbs out. And it turns out he was in a nearby dimension. He got resuscitated.
Yeah, Rick-suscitated.
Rick-suscitated in a cloning vat in a neighboring dimension where he did not turn that system off.
Oh.
Because whatever transmission system he has...
It goes across dimensions.
Right. Because of course it does.
Yeah. Why wouldn't it?
However, it transmits his body and brain, or his mind, right? It's like, that's not even addressed. It's just like,
right,
I must have gone to a nearby dimension instead. Near that, what?
What?
But he wakes up and he climbs up the stairs and the other Rick of that dimension has a gun on him. He's like, well, nope, just stop by. Can I just borrow your portal gun? I got to go back to C-133. And then he finds out that they're Nazis.
Yeah, it's
fascist
regime that's in place.
It's a fascist
place.
Regime here. And then he ends up saying something about, and he's like, you are a Nazi, right? He's like, and he tries to play along until he can't. I can't remember what they're doing. But
he ends up dying.
He ends up shooting him. And then he wakes up in another vat.
Yeah, and so that happens throughout the entirety of the episode.
And he keeps bumping into Nazis.
Yeah.
And he's like, God damn, when did this become the norm?
Oh.
And then there's a hologram that is trying to get Morty to put the DNA from the dead Rick into a clone or something
like
that. Yeah,
because that was his new system.
Yeah,
because to recover his DNA.
Yeah,
that way.
Exactly. It was just build me a new version of myself. And then the hologram goes crazy, and it starts, doing all this stuff, because Morty's focused on the Jessica future, right? And so the holograms, start to do these things, and you get all these commentary about, if it's not... He's, eating chicken at one point. He's like, why are you eating chicken as a hologram? He's like, what, just because I don't eat real food doesn't mean I'm not eating? And it's
that gets fucking weird, there are also several nods in it that are actually very targeted to the fan base, which I didn't realize until I went and reading something, because the whole Nazi joke, when did this become the norm? Is a reference to all of the weird alt-right people that are really into Rick and Morty.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then there's another comment about, when one of the evil Mortys takes over one of the Ricks, it's, belongs, he, piss whips him. Stop with the meta commentary.
Yeah.
Because he's talking about something.
Because he wants to go on a regular adventure.
Yeah.
Fascist...
I just want to go on a regular, normal adventure. None of these weird new hijinks or whatever convoluted crap. I just want a classic Rick and Morty adventure. And someone was like... I can cut out the meta commentary, because that's the other thing people are complaining.
Yeah.
Season 3 was too weird.
Yeah.
So it was fucking hilarious how they can, instead of what you're supposed to do, which is not acknowledge that shit, bake it into your
just
show.
Push it, put it there and just go.
Yeah. And I'm really excited about the second episode, because the second episode is about Rick and how he has to go to a special planet where no one else exists to poop.
And that unfolds beautiful.
Okay, and I haven't seen that one yet, but we can. I think we can talk about that when we get back.
It unfolds beautifully.
It looks really funny. So
nice. Yeah.
I was suffice to say, I was really sad I couldn't watch it for free because I didn't think about buying it or anything yet. Yeah.
I am excited for the new season.
But yeah, if you have Disney Plus or not, sorry to backtrack, but another good show, Mandalorian is actually really good, and like. As another thing, like, watching that weekly is pretty sweet.
I keep seeing all these pictures of that fucking baby adorable baby yeah. Yoda.
Yeah. To be clear, nobody knows if that's actually... Yeah. So the timing of the show is post-Empire Fall.
Right.
Yeah. So it's not Baby Yoda, just right. for people listening. But people keep calling it Baby Yoda.
Well, we don't know what the species name is.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not saying that you're wrong. I'm saying that for people that don't know, that's not actually Yoda,
as far as we know. It doesn't take place... 900 years in the past.
Yeah, I was curious about that actually.
But it's got John Favreau at the head, who did a lot of the Iron Man movies and mm-hmm. a lot of the stuff like that, and Chef and all these other cool things.
He played Happy, didn't he?
Yeah, and he directed two of the three, I think. But
oh shit, I think so.
Maybe just one.
I knew he was involved in the Marvel Universe.
But he's got this Star Wars Western thing going on. So like, The Mandalorian is a sci-fi Western.
Yeah.
And so be prepared for that if you watch it, because first of all, the music threw me off a lot.
It doesn't have enough women in it.
There was that whole thing. Like, apparently, I think it's Gina Carino is in it. Carina? She's like an action star, MMA fighter.
Sure.
But she's not in it for the first two episodes. So people were like, it didn't pass the Bechdel test? The Bechamel test?
I think it's Bechdel.
The Bechdel test, where...
Bechamel test is a different one. That's if you get your emulsifier and it can work properly.
It's if a woman can make a bechamel in the kitchen is the Bechamel test. Is that not right?
Wow, I think that's misogynist.
Yeah, okay. No, it was a playoff of the Bechdel test or whatever. But it doesn't pass that because there's no females. But then I said, nobody really knows if Nick Nolte's alien character is male or female. You can just assume it's male.
Yeah.
But, I mean, look, don't play games, is all I'm saying. But it's pretty good if you...
Makes you enough.
The Bechdel test.
Bechdel. I knew it was something.
You know, I mean, it was right. It's spelled Bechdel, but it's Bechdel, which just shows that whether or not you read about it or actually took a class on it, so you understand it's properly pronounced Bechdel.
Oh, shit.
It's like another way to exclude people because of
that. And back to the French.
Yeah.
God.
The Bechdel test is technically, what is it? You pass the Bechdel test if there is a moment in whatever your medium is where there is dialogue between two women and they talk about something besides another male character, I think is what it is.
I thought it was interesting though that it's
a very specific test.
In The Mandalorian, he never takes off his mask, so like, I mean, the arguments can be made that he is male, but there's no clear differentiation between male and female Mandalorians in a lot of lore, besides maybe some of the boob armor if it's done in an animated way.
Right.
But like, so. There's an assumption gender thing there. I mean, we know that the actor is a male, but is that character... And then there's a whole other slew of issues where should a male character betray a androgynous blah, 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 right? So, like, there's a lot of assumptions happening when you're talking about alien species and people who aren't revealing their gender and purpose.
And that's where it gets tricky.
Squishy. So, like, as far as, like, representation goes, like, I don't know that it's, like, really a place to say either way. But
well, I think it's mostly in the Bechdel test is mostly about the relatability of it too. So if it's not someone who you can relate to as a woman, then it doesn't necessarily count.
Mm.
So they probably it, you're trying. I appreciate the technicality you're shooting for, but I don't.
There's a robot.
Good. Star Wars. There should be
the the Spanish word for robot is
El Roboto.
Is it Roboto or Robot?
I think it's...
I don't like Spanish, so I'm racist, but I'm
not
sexist.
I was trying really hard to see if I could get that to be feminine for the purposes of this, and I did not land that joke.
No. you in fact, just drove it straight into the mountainside.
So another thing that I saw was that the new Charlie's Angels movie is getting a lot of, like, backlash.
I thought it was terrible.
Amy and I saw it, and it was a good action movie.
That's what I've heard.
And, like, I thought that was kind of interesting. And so, like... I'll say this, and this is very, I don't think, out of character for me, but I don't think people would think I'd do this, but I went to go see it specifically because there's a lot of representation in it, and I like Charlie's Angels, so.
Okay.
But, like, I also thought it was interesting to see Kristen Stewart act, like, actually act.
Whoa, she can do that?
No offense to people who like Kristen Stewart and not Twilight, but in Twilight, she's a terrible character.
Actor.
Yeah.
But her character is terrible, And I think that leads to a lot of acting being terrible.
There isn't a character.
Which is not what I'm saying. Like,
I know. Okay. Like, you can't be a terrible character because there's no characterization because she's just a pair of pants.
Yes, exactly. So in this movie, she's actually the cheeky one. Like the cheeky angel.
Nice.
The one that's played by Cameron Diaz, I think, before in the old ones.
Oh, no clue. Nice.
So it's kind of interesting to see her be not a pair of pants, basically.
Nice.
Do you know what the Spanish word for robot is?
What is it?
Robot.
Well, looks like you're the ass.
And we're done.
And it's L Robot.
Ah, L Robot. Damn. All robots have penises. Name of the episode.
Robo penises.
Robo.
I am not putting that as the name of the
IG 11 is in that episode. There's an IG in that episode, and he keeps trying to self destruct, and it had me cracking up. Because he's like, nobody can figure out the technology that makes this unit. I must self-destruct. Because they keep getting in these situations where, they're going to get caught.
Why is that his go-to?
Because he... So, do you know the whole thing with IG-88s?
A little bit.
Or IG. So, the IG unit is a type of droid.
Yeah.
And this is loose. I don't know 100%. But the IG-88, the one that we all know, is from the Star Wars movie. But that's not, the IG. IG is the,
The IG was a production.
Sentience,
yeah.
That makes these droids and goes out to do stuff. So, there is no, IG center. There's, a brain on a planet somewhere that makes all these IG units.
IG 88.
Nothing matters.
There's an IG 89.
Sure, presumably. Okay. Or maybe IG 10 was out. There's so many. And IG 2000 is the ship, and that's all the things is, it's all that has to do with that, I think. But the idea is, I think, that in order to protect the, IP that is associated with all of the IG stuff. Are you looking it up right now?
I'm just trying to understand. Go ahead.
Yeah. It is the joke is that, I don't know if this is a joke, but the thing it's trying to do is blow itself up so you can't understand how it works. Because it's an assassination droid. HK-47, but way killer.
I mean, IG-88.
The way that it fights in the show is awesome, by the way.
Nice.
But, so it just keeps trying to self-destruct all the time, and it's really, really funny.
It is marked as a masculine on here.
What?
On Wikipedia.
IG-88,
it says that IG-88, also known as IG-88B, was a flute droid.
Mm-hmm. That must be the type of droid that
was a rogue, deadly, masculine IG series assassin droid manufactured by Holland Laboratories.
Yeah, so that whole thing.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and I actually misunderstood that. IG-88 is the real character, and I think he took over the facility creating the droids, and that's the idea is that. Now the factory makes those droids to go do assassinations and bounty hunting and shit, and opposed to what they were originally for, which was not that stuff.
I'm just imagining a scenario where they're like, my God, IG-11, you make the most fantastic omelets. Can you give me the recipe? I must have this fuck. Boom.
One model of IG was a set of 5 identical assassin droids.
Okay.
Holy shit. So yeah, okay. IGs are OG.
And yeah, so it's kind of cool, but it is a funny joke from The Mandalorian.
That's
just
awesome.
He just keeps trying
just
to detonate.
I must help to stop it.
He's like, not yet. But
Kevin has a point. Kevin,
yeah.
Speak.
You know the cat in that meme with the lady yelling at it?
Yeah. Oh, the lady yelling at the cat.
Its name is Smudge.
The cat?
The cat's name is Smudge.
Nice.
Okay, so if you're not familiar, which you, I don't know how you couldn't be, there's
the
lady yelling cat meme, but it's this weird obsession we have with a few people at work. We have a Slack channel all about sending lady with cat memes. And
why am I not in that channel?
Because it
why
started as like
channel?
Small piece of it's just like 4 people and
we want to be involved.
I'm just
it's not
we
a
were,
channel,
I
it's
we
a
were
P
friends.
It's a DM.
I thought we were friends.
Ryan started it. That's why
Ryan.
That's why it's
oh.
You don't just invite everybody to
involved.
a DM with Donald Trump because you know you got exclusivity or something. But
interesting.
That weird example.
Amy made emoticons of all the characters.
Oh really?
Nice.
So now you can use them on Slack?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
But the cat is Smudge. That cracked me up.
So yeah. But there's so many ways to do it. My favorites are the reading the thing one. Where it's March 10th or Mario. It was the expiration date on the milk.
The other one was, I think my favorite one, and we're going to just describe memes, I guess. I do have a meeting right after this, but was the, if you work hard, then you play hard,
yeah.
Whatever it is. And then it's
if you hard, then you hard.
If you hard, then you
hard.
That's the way it's lined up.
This is a pretty good one.
It's,
I like that.
Every time it comes back up on my feet, it's
dumb. If you hard, then you hard. And I think
hard,
that's where we end the episode.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, everybody, if you're
if
hard,
you
then
hard,
these are words
then you
to
hard.
Live your life by.
Comment, subscribe.
Bye.
If you hard.